It's been just over 1 week now since Catherine Archuleta told reporters she didn't plan to resign and then announced her resignation less than 24 hours later. Acting OPM Director Beth Cobert has spent her first week on the job reassuring leaders within her agency and others she understands the magnitude of the job at hand. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine. He writes, Archuleta's resignation is another case of business as usual in Washington, but he says it doesn't have to be that way. Hi there, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Jared.
And I guess I'm just not enough of a creature of Washington yet, because like an hour before Ms. Archuleta resigned, I was still predicting here in our newsroom that she was in it for the long haul, which is why no one should ever listen to my predictions. But frankly, I'm still surprised by it a week later, because I just don't understand the rationale for her departure or that quick about face. Help me.
Well, I think it's hard to understand the rationale outside of the Washington context. And once the numbers on the number of people affected by the hack were dramatically higher than people had expected, the handwriting was sort of on the wall. And also by the laws of Washington, once members of the president's own party begin calling for someone's resignation, it's pretty much over at that point. But the problem is that this is often mistaken for genuine accountability and a genuine effort to solve the problem when it really only makes people feel good in the short term, but the long term way to address the issue requires a lot more sustained effort.
I want to get to the long term in a minute, but in this case, it didn't even feel like accountability, because immediately after she resigned, Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, was telling reporters, look, we thought she did a great job. If she hadn't brought us down the road to where we are right now on cybersecurity, for example, these breaches never would have been discovered in the first place. The message seemed to be that we needed to bring somebody in with management expertise. And I'm sure Beth Cobert is a great manager, but as far as I know, she doesn't have any specialized knowledge in cybersecurity, which would be the rationale for bringing in new blood here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what's interesting, is it's not as though they went to get someone who's an expert in cybersecurity. Presumably, Beth Cobert will have perhaps even more of a challenge than Catherine Archuleta did in getting up to speed on the cyber challenge, which is why I sort of suggested in what I wrote there's a scenario in which you say, okay, we're going to take Catherine Archuleta and tell you, you're still in charge of OPM, but you focus on the personnel side, the personnel issues, and we're going to bring someone else in and have them address this cyber issue and give them a direct line to the White House and make sure that we get everything in place. But that way you don't lose momentum on the personnel initiatives that are at the core of what OPM does and are very important.
We've had various folks on our air this week saying that not only should Ms. Archuleta not have been fired, but there probably are people there that you could make a good argument for firing, like the CIO, like the Chief Information Security Officer. Would you expect other shoes to drop in that area, especially with a new director? Does she bring on board her own team or aim for more continuity, do you think?
I would not be surprised if other shoes dropped. It's harder, of course, as you know, to remove career people. So anybody in a career position, that becomes a trickier issue. You could see people get reassigned. But I don't think you'll see anything necessarily in the short term because in Washington, people want somebody's head to roll. And that satisfies people for a good period of time in most instances. And that seems to have been the case here. There's been, hardly a peep about OPM in the week since Catherine Archuleta resigned.
And I guess one of the risks is, if the new acting director spends all of her time focusing on the crisis of the moment and the momentum behind the other things that OPM had been working on, like USA Jobs, the retirement backlog, et cetera, those things go by the wayside and we actually end up worse off in every category.
Yeah, I think that's a genuine concern, because there are some very serious issues that OPM has to address, and you hit on two of them, the USA Jobs website and the backlog of retirement applications that the agency has really struggled with and is maybe just now beginning to get some momentum on, and you run the risk that you just lose that momentum. And by all accounts, Catherine Archuleta seemed to be doing, a pretty good job with the personnel-related issues, and if, OPM starts to be treated as a sort of purely cyber organization, that's a big change for the agency, and there's great potential that they aren't going to be able to sustain efforts in the personnel area that where they really need to be sustained.
Any predictions on whether Beth Cobert sticks with this through the end of the administration or whether they try to bring in somebody new to appoint and confirm as a permanent director in this short period we've got left?
I'm notoriously bad at predictions.
Oh, good. You too.
But my guess is that she sticks it out until the end of the administration. It's just, I don't think they can get somebody else confirmed, and then it's that much more of a ramp up for them. I think that they're going to take their best shot at Beth Cobert, who is a very smart and capable person. So there's every reason to believe she'll be able to get a handle on this. But I think it's going to take until the rest of the time they've got left to do that.